This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I am judging a Bass Ale. It's a Category 8C English Pale Ale. So, it looks barely amber. It's a pale amber. Certainly golden highlights, quite clear. Large off-white head. It's putting up a good foam stand. It's lacing in the glass as it's settling. Looks good. Give it a 3. Aroma. I get hops and malt both. The hops are sort of earthy and floral. The malt is bready and grainy. Also mild caramel sweetness. Esters are fairly low, although they come out a little bit more as it warms. Getting a slightly weird hint of licorice, very low, but not sure if that's coming from hops or malt or something else. Yeah, the caramel grows over time and blends in with the hops nicely. It all has a very English feel to it, although the esters are a little low in comparison with some of the styles. I'll give it a 10. Expect a little bit more esters and a little bit more pop out of the malt and the hops. Tasting it, I get a moderate caramel malt flavor up front with a medium bitterness following. The finish seems off dry. It's not crisp. It's a little full. I get both malt and hops in the finish. The aftertaste has more hops, however. I'm getting some of the minerally quality, the sort of sulfur, Burton water. The hop flavor's moderate in intensity and seems quite floral, like from Golding's. Get just a touch of alcohol, not enough to be objectionable. The esters seem fairly restrained. It's mostly a, caramel and hop beer. I'll give it a 16. Expect a little bit more out of a little bit stronger bitterness, a little bit stronger flavor intensity all around, and a little bit more out of the finish. It just falls apart a little at the end for me. Mouthfeel. It's I'd call it medium body, and probably medium carbonation at best. I'm getting a little bit of alcohol warmth, but that's about it. No other noted palate sensations, and all that's fine. Actually, like that it's not overly carbonated. Coming out of a bottle. So, 5 per mouthfeel. Overall, I do like the malt flavor. It's a well-developed caramel. The bitterness seems balanced. I might expect it to be a little bit more forward. It definitely has the right alcohol strength. I mean, I'm feeling the additional weight of the beer, which is good. It's fairly subtle. It's dry, but not as crisp as some. The esters are rather subtle compared to beers in the UK. So I don't know if that's a function of handling, cellaring, age, whatever. It does have the right flavor profile, get the right kind of grain flavors and the right variety of hop flavors. So, it is well balanced. it's on the restrained side of as pale ales go. It's a good beer for introducing people to hoppy beers, since it's not too strong in any dimension. I'll give it a 8 overall, and that totals up to 42. So that's a Bass Ale judged as a Category 8C English Pale Ale.